die Bishila am Zokin Porich, Vileichu Shemo Tassite Mishti Mio. I mean, the way I explained it, I mean, it's the right shot. In other words, the Chachomim only wanted to apply sanctions that will involve a limitation upon association fellowship. When it will restrict the feasting together, the dancing together, but they did not want to apply sanctions that would necessarily involve a restriction in friendship. If the Chachomim had applied Tumas Mishka Fumeisha, so then would mean that a Chover wouldn't be able to be Mivakechele, an Amoretz. Suppose the Amoretz is sick. Makum, Yam Huyev to Mivakachel. If that is short, Ham Horatzit, it's the same mitzvahs as Bimivakachele Tzadik. But imagine if the Tumas Mishka Fumesha of Izab would apply to Amoret. So, if you suppose Amoret becomes sick, you have to visit him, so you have to stand. You know, it's not so. It's not in consonance with friendship if you visit a sick person and then you refuse to sit down on the bed, you refuse to sit down on the chair, on the bench, because it's all nedres observing. So that would constitute a limitation on association in friendship, not on that Chachamim would do. But Tzineire wouldn't constitute a limitation on association in friendship, only on fellowship. Why friendship? You can be very friendly and show all the friendship in the world, but not dance with him. If you dance with him, so the spittle of his mouth would touch your face. So, on the contrary, it would be a good thing. I mean, the fact that the Tzineire of the Amoretz in the Tami, so that would deter, you know, the Haverim from dancing together with Amoretz. As a matter of fact, to dance, it wouldn't deter Haverim from dancing in a circle together with Amoretz at the wedding, because when you dance in a circle, they're not likely to get in touch with the Tzineir of the Amoretz. Only when you dance, you know, when you embrace him, so then the spittle of the Amoretz is likely to rub off on you. It's on the contrary. So everything was calculated in order by the Chachomim. That's what I discussed. That the Chachomim were very particular, not Chas V'Sholem, to impose limitations upon association in friendship with patients for Chas V'Sholem. Because on the contrary, we have to be current. Eiv Lifrei V'Sein Elitein Gilokev Es Yitzray. If the Chachomim had applied Tumas Mishkom Meishav, you wouldn't be able to visit their homes unless you stand. I mean, what kind of visit? It would not be a visit of friendship. It would only arouse the resentment of the Amoretz. If you visit him and you don't sit down, and the Amoretz says to sit down, no, I don't want to sit down. He will become angry at you. So that's why the Chachomim excluded Tumas Mishka from Asia. But Tumas Neira not. Avo Chumre Yisereh Mishka from Asia Vehesed Lo Yosur Kizah. So the only choshi is maybe the wife, the nido, would move the klicheres, but as far as the amhoretz himself, not. Aval hesed nafshul yich pesul ushmaiti name muchach deinli tumas medras di islay. So on one hand, Tesis mentions a raya from this gemore that he doesn't have to say it. But then there is Riflu Geraya from the Gemara, since the according to our Gilse, that we are Gerais, It's mashma dafke toval, but if not toval, not. So it's the right other way. So that thesis was a little further. But then, right now, thesis mentions the right of Mauri More, that Tumas Medras does not apply to Amoris. Mishmaite Namimucha, namely Tumas Medras, the Islay, real the Porchal, the Sveikes, the Maida Hoshif Kusik Amoret, Havlak Shem, as Nissen Gufe, a Maikotonomy Tamen Nishkaptachten Kelien. So the Gemara should have this Kashi. Let is Lukoruat and Amoret, so why is Nishkaptachten Mitame only Kelien? But it should be Mitame like a Nishkaptachten. Nishra Moret, have a Kitachten Shosab, a Levada only to Mesmetus. Behold, Shane, because he should tobal the Olavidoras. So it's a try only tobal, but if not tobal and the Olavidoras, so then there is the Tumas Amoretz. Why? Because apparently the Tumas Medras of Amoretz has the din like Tumas Medras of his Ab. So Dimishu Tumas Amoretz Tobale, Haile Mishu. Implying, but without Vile, there would be the Tumas Medras. Haine, not because without Vile, so it would be affected with Tumas Medras, but without Vile, so he would, Mitzad Magi, it would be Tomei. So, Haine Mishum Diloi Taval, so Hoyotomei Mitam Agoi, because the Aizav is an Avatume, the goof of Aizav is an Avatume. And Mele, if he's not Heveil, so then he would be touching the Bgodim, so the Bgodim would become a Rishon Litume. And then if the Bgodim touch an Eichel, they would become ashamedly to me. Now here, because the Gemara applies the Mishnah to the case, Kusi Shetoval, the Ola Vidoras al Bigdechover, if he hadn't been taken, since Bigufei is Tomei, some Mele, when he's Doras al Bigdechover, so then the Bigdechover do not become affected with Tumas Medras, but they'll become a Rishon, because the Amoretz who hasn't been Tevil, he is an Avatume, so when he steps on it, so he doesn't become a Medras of his Av, but he becomes a Rishon Litume. When he steps, some Mele touches it, unless there is something that is Mafsik, but the mission doesn't have reference to the case where something was mafsik. Oh, you tell me that in the Tanagoye, the Meikeli, because he's Oren, we heard the knock at the Torahs, so in other words, it's Kusi Oren. If it hadn't been Kusi Oren, so he might have socks or shoes, some melee, if he steps on the Bide Chover with his shoes, with his socks, so it wouldn't become Tommy. But since he's an Orem, if he's an Orem, so he's certainly barefoot too. So Mele, he touches it, so he becomes Tomei, so the Bigi Chodah becomes Irishi, and he, Bigufei, with the Rabbonim, is an Abatomei, because the Tumas Gufei of his Av, the Chachomim, did apply to Amor.
So it comes out that the problem of the Amorites are Tomei, only that the other Tumas.
No, they are Tomei Mitzad Rishon, not Mitzad Medras. So the Godim of Namhoretz are Tomei because they touch the goof of Namhoretz. So they have a status of Rishon, but not of Av. Medras of a Namhoretz, let's say, of his Av is an Avatomei, but the Medras of the Namhoretz is only originally Tomei because he touched it. So the question is, why did the Gemara emphasize the Doras? The Doras nefesh is. He has the connotation that it becomes a matter. So he says, no, lav davke. Yishun masnis naira bitachteinu. Vei lehakshis. Vilukme viloitaval. Uchigen shi ish doba mafzik bin bigdechove al raglov shokusi. So then it couldn't be kabutume because if something is interposed, so the thing that is interposed becomes a rishon, and then the bigdechove cannot become isheni, because a rishon cannot transmit tume to kelim, only to eichlim. So he says the akor chitzrich lukme bitoval keichad leves vekzik di loitoval mali beil bikoref mali berochet. וכי משהו צריך דלת מסכס פרנטרס, דתנן הגנובים שנכנסו בבייס, עם תומי אל מקים רגלי הגנובים. ומה הם מתאמים? So, of course, it גם איפה זה נמורת. ומה הם מתאמים? איכלים ומשקים, אוכלי חרס, פסוחים. אבל משקופס ומשופס אוכלי חרס, המוקף של מפוסל, is תהירים. Why is it תהירים? But after all, איכלי חרס, Vim Yeshimuem is Chodim Yisho Hakot Meim. Mashma, Dinamore Seise, Mishkafu Meishab, Vei Mitame Beheset. Because if it's Mitame Beheset, so then the Kvichere should also become Tome. Vodikton Adorim Amoret Bechotza, Vishachim Bechotza, Afilochof Yisamu Kofis, and Poslar, and Meim. Why? Because maybe it was Masi the Amore, so it's a riot that the Amore is Masi, so it becomes Tomei. No, there it's not the Choshe because of the Amore himself, because there we have reference to a married Amore. Usually, I mean, Amore is a married man, so his wife, as Nido, might have moved the Kelim, the Klicheres. So then it becomes Tomei. But if he is not unmarried, then it wouldn't be Tomei. וכי הוד נתנן ביתי ספטי לרגיגי סופי כרישו סמורץ מדרוסי ועשיתי קרן וחום ותנו לתרומו הננה ממישהו חשושה די ישני ומי ראי תרס נאמה לתרומו והוד בגדי המורץ עם מדרס נאמה לפרוסים but the Mishnah says בגדי המורץ עם מדרס לפרוסים so it means that there is a tumas medres. So again, it has reference to a married Amoret. And because of the possibility, his wife is a nido. So, setanet. But in an unmarried Amoret, so the godim are not letters to push. The Arab, so that's Rab Netamshi. The Arab Rab Meishe mipontayiz, who in the forest do ishum dobo liosu Amoret skizav. ואין ניתן אלו שבגודו שיושבה עליהן איש למידו והרימוני סייס המדרס. So in other words, so if there is, it's always very likely that every beget that Amoretz wears, so his wife, while she was a nido at one time or another, sat on it, or lay on it. So then it becomes a medrash of a nido, it's like a medrash of a zav. Now, when the Amoretz when the Amoretz wears the jacket, so in effect he's carrying the medras of his av, and one who is nesei the medras of his av is himself an avatume. So he said, "Hari nesei is a medras, and why is the tzineire tomei? Because here the Amoretz dropped the spittle on the godim of the king god, but." Why, according to Rav Meishe Pentayis, why at all Amoretz does not, in himself, does not have any tumme of his arm? Only because of the Shoshe of his wife. So regarding Mishkan Meishe, it's very likely every beget that his wife has neither set on it. But his spittle, I mean, that's his spittle, that's not his wife's spittle. So he said, Vitzinirishet Sholei Tomei, Mifishinoga Bisvosov. Because his wife, while she's a nido, touched his lips. Some mele and some narus viachisha, she's the same spittle. It's not new spittle. Some mele, at a time when his wife, the Amoretz, touched his lips, So then there was the same spittle was moist. I mean, otherwise, so it wasn't even a couple to me. Some mele, some touch, and the wife, the nido, is an avatume. And if the nido touches a mashke, so it becomes a rishon. So, the loy mishumayim. And so why was he bothered by it? After all, the kodim akelin, and the spittle is just mashke, not mayon, because it's not the mayon, it's not the spittle of the wife, the nido, it's the spittle of the husband. So, but his wife touched it, so it became tamei like in mashke, the touch navatume. No, but the rabbanon, that's one of the chesdovo. So one of the chesdovo is that mashkin meim become in contact with kelim, they become tamei rabbanon. So this spittle, which possibly became contaminated, became tamei when his wife touched his lips, and at that time the same spittle was on the lips, so it became tamei. And then when he dropped on the beged of the king gadol, so the beged of the king gadol is a kele. So mitzadet hakonel yeches dovor mashkin tmeim, when they touch kelim they come tamei. Not if they touch an odom, but it's special takone that my owner the yeches dovor they become tamei. So that's why he had a problem the king gadol. V'loy mishmat v'loy nira din kein lomel elimeim aliyil im shintumas amoretz tovelei. The chidd al koch a chayre beorim parash liil afilu loy tovelei lo mitamei kibu shepiris min ametras kiltonik tiraskienim shreis liil veit gabizduk shdeoche liporich teipiku im shintzinur ad amoretz piru shumai yaviya vana shikidein itzalishtei vo im veil nideu nitmou ubgodov kenei sirei kishol zav zeh bilnach gemine ויים משום את צנירת המורס לניתנו הבגד לחוט משום אשכה שמיתם מקרים לרבון סוטייס לסיסחלי כאן לשיטה אוף הרב רב מוישה מפריטס. Anyway, there are three שיטות. One שיטה is that המורס by himself is no tumor whatsoever. And if he is an unmarried המורס, if he is single, so he's not mitam. But the married amoretz is mitame because of the possibility of the ishti nido yoshva and the bgodim and tzinera also, and because maybe he touched his lips and the mele, the tzinera became tame, and then when it falls on a beged, so one of the chasdovor is that mashkin tmeim, if they come in contact with the kelim become contaminated. That's one shit. Then another shit is that the Ramban mentions that the Chachomim were gezer Tumas Amoretz in its full scope in regard to Tumas Gufei, the Mage, and in regard to the Mishkav Meshav, in regard to the Heset, in regard to Tumayones, everything, without any limitations, like a real Zav. And then the Shita, that's probably the Shita of most of them. There's the Shita from the Tamil basis. That is lechtzoyim. So the Ramban asked, where do we find tumah lechtzoyim? But here we find it. So lechtzoyim, in other words, the tumas magid, the chachamim applying. The tumas mayones, the chachamim applies. Because that wouldn't be a hardship for the tzibur. But the tumas mishkaf meishav and the tumas hesed would be a hardship for the tzibur. That the chachamim did not apply. So they are finished, it's all right.